Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is Hell in a Cell Sunday. I am your host, Trebuchet, back with some wrestling talk. Playing scorekeeper today, to my left, the one and the only Chad Showtime Schultz.
Co-champ, secretary, damn fine lover, if I may. How's it going, everyone?
It's going okay. And, also,
he just killed the room on that one. That's fine.
He did get his reference from the person he makes love to the most. So,
Smarmy in the corner there, the one, the only Dale Mustache.
Hey,
when'd you fuck around and get funny?
I think it's these pierogies from Kosciuszko Hall.
We're not the only people here though. In the living room, we got a cast and crew of everybody. Say hi, living room.
Hi.
Thank you,
Bruiser Allen. I was hoping someone was going to do that.
So we're going to get some picks on the air here. It's going to be wonderful. And let's get into it. Who's our first matchup here there, Showtime?
Our first matchup is Seth versus Bray Wyatt the Fiend.
Seth versus Bray Wyatt the Fiend for the Undisputed Championship of the World.
We're
starting off
title.
With the Universal title.
Yes.
Okay. Who do you got here, Dale? Oh, boy.
How about you go first?
Doing your Santino Marella impressions.
I'm thinking about it.
I am going to go with the Fiend right now.
I guess that's probably a good idea.
Because I'll tell you, friend of the show...
It's so hot right now.
Friend of the show, Mike Logan, was telling me before I came down here tonight...
Okay, let's hear what he said.
...that they were having trouble selling tickets for the event tonight. So what they did is they sent out Bray Wyatt to all local media, and they didn't have any of the upper bowls sold out at all before that. Now they've only got, like, just scarce amounts of tickets remaining, so...
So, was he the Fiend on,
no,
like...
he was, like...
the equivalent of the 517 Morning Mix, because show up...
No, he was not the Fiend. He was in his Funhouse attire, and he was doing it very, like, happy-like.
Like, Funhouse without, like, the twist to it?
Yeah, they were
like
saying...
happy Funhouse?
They were saying things like, Bray Wyatt, what's Hell in a Cell? And he's like, well, that's that bad place where we do bad stuff to each other.
That's great.
So he was doing Mr. Rogers on the local news.
He's doing Pee Wee Herman
with a weird twist. I guarantee anybody that was like, I haven't watched wrestling in a while, but what the fuck is
going
this?
On? Yeah, okay.
No, that brought in some viewers that haven't watched wrestling in 10 years. I bet.
So I don't see a reason to not put the belt on that guy.
Yeah, you have to. Like,
I'm
really,
over Seth Rollins, yeah, like, champion.
If they weren't booking it that way, after that, just switch it.
I just think Seth Rollins should change his name to Randy Orton. He's just so bland.
Oh, stale chips.
That's an exaggeration.
No,
Seth has improved. I wasn't a big fan of what Seth was doing a couple months ago. Seth has been getting better.
Are you saying Seth is better than The Fiend?
Seth's not better than The Fiend, but Seth's better than Randy Orton.
You give me a Fiend champion right now, way more entertaining.
I'm saying Seth is better than Randy Orton. I'm just critiquing your thing. So I've got The Fiend for Trebuchet. I've got The Fiend for Chris Goad. I also have The Fiend. Ryan has The Fiend. Forrest, who do you have for the Universal title?
I also have The Fiend.
Woo.
Bruiser! Seth Rollins versus The Fiend.
Do I get the most points by doing...
How do I win?
The rules to... No, she wants the DQ thing.
I did not see
it. Yeah, okay. She wants to... Go ahead.
Okay, so it's The Fiend winning, but by, like, some DQ, like, count-out or something, so Seth stays the champ.
So I saw that poll WWE.com put out, like, on Twitter, like, how's the Hell in a Cell match gonna end? Pinfall, submission, or disqualification?
Right.
Which is really weird. I don't know that Hell in a Cell will end in a DQ. It may end in a no contest, which wouldn't give us a winner.
No contest is no point.
No contest is no... There's no way to score on a no contest.
This situation, if you predict disqualification and it happens disqualification, I say you should get two, because it's a championship match.
I don't...
That's what I'm saying. It's a championship
Because if the winner
we've
retains,
been discussing this for two pay-per-views now.
I'm gonna
hear me out.
I don't like. Hear me out.
If the winner retains, it's two.
Okay.
Or if the champion retains, it's two. If there's a new champion, it's two.
So I'm currently co-champion.
Yeah.
Forrest is also currently
co-champion. That's a humble brag.
So
before I make my next point,
I'm also the funniest person in Grand Rapids finalist. I've never been. No one around here's ever beaten me for my title of a 2K champion around here. But regardless,
okay, now we're bragging.
Well, let me tell you something, Showtime. I'm the funniest person in Grand Rapids, semi finalist. So you just slow your roll there, buddy.
We got 5 minutes left.
Okay. Okay.
But that's what I want to happen.
Okay, so you're picking.
But no title change.
Champs. So I've been of the opinion that
last time it was just
the winner should be. It should be 2 points, even if by DQ is the way I've always felt.
That's what I just said.
I'm saying the DQ rule should not be a thing.
Okay.
Well, if there's a legitimate winner, I think it should be two. If it's a title,
I say my opinion, and as someone who's currently the GM, there should be no DQ rule. If you pick the winner in a title match, doesn't matter how they win, 2 points. If they don't win, 0 points. And it seems like it's beginning to be a bigger thing where, like, now we gotta.
I always thought it was a championship because it was 1 point for who has the title, 1 point for who wins the match. So if you do it that way, then you could actually say disqualification because you have the other person keeping the title and the other person winning the match.
So the consensus is two then. Title match should be worth two, no matter
what. I'm agreeing. A title match should be worth two. I'm saying a DQ shouldn't be worth one. A DQ should be worth two.
Yeah. No, that's where we all agree with that.
Yeah. So there's no reason for you to
decide.
There's no reason for you to qualify. You're just picking. You're just picking.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's much simpler.
We don't need to keep track of stipulations here.
That was why I wanted to bring it to the attention because it has been a problem in the past, and so I was like, I want to get my cards.
Yeah,
this has been the people's court, and all the people that matter have decided.
I wasn't here last time when it came up, but I was. I agree with all parties. So tentatively going forward, no DQ rule. Excellent.
Moving on.
Devin, who do you have?
I'm going with the Fiend.
Going with the Fiend.
Has anybody picked Seth yet?
No.
Wow.
Niner, who you got?
Damn.
Oh!
Niner's got Seth.
Wawa.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Alina.
Who do you have?
We're going with the Fiend.
You're going to go with the Fiend. All right. That is everybody but Niner for the Fiend.
I like it. Niner's going to be our champion. I look forward to it.
I mean, that would be a big game.
It's
going to
be the most baller.
Becky versus Sasha. Women's Hell in a Cell.
Food in my mouth. Somebody else pick.
Sorry, I was reading the chat.
I will say that mine is. I pick Becky to win here.
The man as well. I will pick.
Chris Goat has the man. Mm-hmm. Becky Lynch.
I'm going. I shouldn't. But I am. I'm trying.
Yeah.
To
no.
Pick
you
well.
Are. You
I'm
are.
Trying
betray-
to pick
you
well.
Are betraying your girl. Here.
I know. I'm trying to pick well.
Becky Lynch is on the cover of the video game. I'm going with the man. I'm going with the man.
Trev is also
trying to sneeze over my fucking picks. I'm gonna get mad at you.
Forrest, who you got, man?
I'm going with Sasha on this one.
Oh.
Forrest is going Sasha.
I didn't have the guts to do that.
Niner, who you got?
Becky.
Niner has Becky. Devin, who you got?
Becky.
Devin has Becky. Alina, who you got? Also has Becky. All right. So Becky seems to be a favorite there. Roman versus Daniel Bryan. No, I'm sorry. Roman versus Rowan and Harper.
Rowan and Harper.
That's wrong.
Goad has Rowan and Harper.
That's wrong. You know why?
Why?
Because the Yes Movement is going to make its return very soon.
Very soon, but not yet.
Potentially tonight.
I mean, they were yes.
Potentially tonight.
Daniel Bryan was not yesing himself.
When he officially yeses is when I will call the Yes Movement back.
I like all of that.
The draft's coming right around.
Trev, what you got? So I'm assuming, Trev, you got Roman and Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Chris Goat is wrong. I am right. Okay. We're going with the faces here.
I also have Roman and Daniel Bryan. Is Forrest, you got?
Yeah, I'm going with Roman and Bryan. I think with the draft right around the corner, the push on the singles for one of them is going to go over there. And
yeah.
The loss won't hurt the Bludgeon Brothers at this point.
That's fair.
Ah, the Bludgeon Brothers.
Well, they've been looking real strong lately, too. Yeah. Like, they've been going over a lot. Niner, who you got, man?
Daniel Bryan.
DB and yes. Roman.
Yes. Yes. I'm
yes. sorry. How about you, Devin?
I mean, no, for me. I know.
Yeah, I'm like, you're guessing right along with me.
What was that?
Daniel Bryan.
Roman and DB. How about you, Alina?
Roman.
We should just be taking yeses or noes for this one.
Well, if you had put that spreadsheet together like the other math eight, we would have.
No.
Bayley versus Charlotte. Title match, not Hell in a Cell. I have Charlotte.
Yeah, give me Charlotte. I was just gonna say that.
Trev also has Charlotte.
But I was also going to add Woo.
Of course you were. Who you got, Godin?
Charlotte. Charlotte, don't tell people.
You're taking Charlotte? Yeah.
Charlotte, but don't tell people.
Don't tell nobody. We're not putting this on the internet or anything.
Like, it's like the Becky pick. I don't like any of my women's championship matches.
How about you, Forrest?
Tonight, but I'm doing them.
I like Charlotte, but I want Bayley to win this. I'm seeing a two-woman power trip coming up.
So you're going Bayley and Sasha?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bayley.
I hate that.
This is the one I'm the most unsure about. If I'm going to change one, it'll probably be this. How about you, Niner? Niner has Bayley.
I like Charlotte, but this way she'll get the bigger payout.
How about
her and Becky?
How about you, Devin?
Charlotte
and Alina
or something like that.
Has Bayley. All right, Bruiser, catch up a little bit.
Okay.
Becky versus Sasha. Figured. Roman and DB versus Rowan and Harper. Roman and Daniel Bryan.
The card.
And then Bayley versus Sasha.
Sasha. Wait, Bayley versus
Charlotte. Charlotte, did I say Sasha? I fucked that up.
I would watch the fuck out of that.
That's Survivor Series. Champion versus champion.
Ooh.
See who can out-heal each other, since Bayley still doesn't know she is one.
She's not leaning into the heel thing yet.
That's her coming out party is Survivor Series.
All right. Women's title match, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross versus the Kabuki Warriors. I have Bliss and Nikki.
Oh, baby.
I concur with that.
Goad concurs with Bliss.
I wasn't listening to you, but I'm picking Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Bliss Cross. Trev, you also got Bliss Cross?
You know I do.
Bliss Cross. I've never called them Bliss Cross before, but that's their new name for me. Bliss Cross. Forrest, so yeah, buddy.
Yeah, I'll go with Bliss Cross.
Bliss Cross.
They make you want to jump.
I'm liking everything about what happened.
Bliss Cross, jump.
Bruiser, wow. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Yes. Oh, baby.
Bliss Cross.
That should just be the name of their tag team. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm going to tweet them later about it.
You've already given them two
Niner.
Names. Come on.
Can we name them the other two? That's problematic for a couple of reasons, I think. Devin.
Also, the other two.
Just picking up steam. Alina.
That's a fair question to ask at this point.
The Kabuki Warriors are Asuka and Kairi Sane. Yeah. Okay, you got them. Third.
And then the other.
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Daniel Ryan, everybody.
Daniel Ryan has arrived. We already have his picks in. Don't worry about it. Gable versus Corbin.
Daniel Ryan, don't worry about him. Pay no attention to the Daniel Ryan.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
He's wearing a cat unicorn shirt. How can I not?
With Deadpool Ryan. Yeah.
He's trying real hard to not be paid attention to.
Hey, we want some Bayley.
Right, now what are we talking about over here?
Chad Gable versus King Corbin.
Chad Gable.
Give me how happy are you for King Corbin?
Joe? Three claps for the king real quick. We might as well roll out the red carpet because
we had a red carpet at SmackDown.
Baron Corbin is your king, and all should hail. And I told you so. I done told everybody.
Well, hang on, actually, before we go forward, we will pay attention to Ryan. Ryan, do I have you picking Charlotte to beat Bayley in here?
Oh.
Oh!
Hey, the librarians are here, everybody.
I also picked against Sasha today, so it's one of those days.
All right, I just making sure no one yelled at me really about this later.
There was no typos. That's all I'm gonna say.
There's no typos. All right.
Okay.
I'll hold you to that. He picked The Rock for everything else.
All my feelings might go back to how they were.
So I picked Chad Gable. It looks like Ryan picked King Corbin.
You picked Gable over the King?
I did.
Oh man, we're getting off with his head.
I'll take King Corbin.
The goat is taking King Corbin.
I don't like him. Right. So this whole story has paid for me because I don't like them, but I'm picking them.
How about you, Trev? You got the King.
The King, yeah.
Sorry.
Sasha. Bruiser.
Corbin, why not?
I would like to point out that I was also the only other one that picked King Corbin, so I'm sticking with him.
All right.
That's all
fair.
Hail.
Fair. That's fair.
Your next Niner champion.
Corbin.
He is king.
Devin.
Gable.
Alina.
Corbin.
That's what I'm talking about.
Devin and I can be right together, that's fun. Alright. Viking Raiders and a 2B announce partner versus the OC. And for an extra point, who is that mystery partner?
That's a good pick.
I just want to say, for a pay-per-view that had, like, three matches on the card, like, 2 days ago, this is a little...
This is
taking a while.
Chad is sweating his ass off, like, working hard, trying to get this thing correctly. This is a laundry list of matches.
I am doing hard work for you guys. So I have the Viking Raiders, and I've got the mystery partner being Cedric Alexander.
I have got the Viking Experience... And with their special partner Tommaso Ciampa, because Tommaso Ciampa is a special guest for everything now.
Are you picking?
I'm not really picking. Okay, I was just yeah, fucking right. Like I'm picking an NXT reject. Feel like I'm gonna do that.
Sasha's looking damn fine today.
Sasha and Becky are opening the show.
Give me Ricochet.
What did this guy say about Tommaso Ciampa?
What was that?
How dare you besmirch Tommaso Ciampa?
I will fucking besmirch NXT.
Tell about what you think about the Undisputed Era's names while I go through the rest of this. Go to you again.
What? The underachievers?
Guys with all the belts?
Undercarders for
life? I'll take
life,
the
underpants
and
moments.
I just don't know what I want for the damn guest. I don't know.
The Undisputed
Rock. Goat has The Rock.
I mean, Roy's not here. Might as well pick The Rock.
Goat picks The Rock.
Joe's taste in NXT is worse than his taste in music.
I have great taste in music. I host the number one karaoke bar in all of West Michigan. Cheap There's plug. Paperwork that I am great at.
I was
music.
Hosting it when we won that award.
Mo Song sang Trebuchet.
He's taking credit.
I just wanted a little of the
scoreboard.
Credit. I just wanted
great taste in music.
I just wanted some of the credit, not all of it. Forrest, who you got?
I'm gonna go with the Viking Raiders and I'm feeling Edge.
Oh, I heard he got cleared.
That is a hot pick.
He came back at
and we're not just talking of his SCDs. Like so he got cleared to wrestle. Like
Bruiser, who you got?
Champions, they did that spear.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, real pick, I guess.
Yeah.
It's the Viking Raiders and who?
The OC.
I want the Viking Raiders to win. I don't know who their special guest is going to be, but I'm sure he's the reason they're going to win.
We have an extra point for picking who it is.
Curtis Axel.
Okay.
Yee.
I'm really liking the diversity in these picks.
The Rock.
The Rock is not a bad idea. They're in Sacramento.
I mean, he's on SmackDown.
I want The Rock.
Okay.
He was on SmackDown. All right. It wouldn't be unheard of.
All right. Bruiser wants The Rock.
I just in general.
instead of
Chris. We were talking about.
Wait, do you want Chris Axel or The Rock?
The Rock.
Okay, just confirming. I get why the Nate Dogs are nervous all the time. It's making sense. Niner, who you got?
I don't think the bells ring on this match.
What are the options?
No,
did you say the options were?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we gotta go over everything again.
The Viking Raiders and a mystery partner versus the OC. And then who's the mystery partner gonna be?
OC and The Rock.
The Rock became popular.
The Rock is gonna run the table.
The match hasn't even started and it is lit.
Devin, who you got?
The Bruiserweight.
I like that. That's a good pick. All right, and then Alina, who you got?
The Viking Raiders. I don't know names well enough to make them mystery partners, so we're just going to go with that.
Pick Hulk Hogan.
Hey, it's not bad. He's also a thing.
Alina has Hulk Hogan.
I don't know if he technically can wrestle right now, but he's around again.
All
right,
I think that will do it.
All right.
I would not. We have more The Rock picks than anyone else.
Did Roy write this thing? No, what's going on?
Yeah, no.
He inspired it, though.
So, final thoughts?
Let's go Sasha.
Go ahead. Okay.
Even though I picked against her. Let's go Sasha. I'm watching the match already.
Final thoughts, Showtime?
My name is Showtime Schultz. I'm happy to be back doing the podcast. The last episode we have was great. You should listen to that.
You should.
You're listening to this
one
already.
I was good.
The episode before that, you're never going to see.
We talked about how we've got a lot of episodes in the vault that aren't coming out.
They're locked in the vault for a reason. I forgot the combination, so we're not opening that bitch.
Hell in a Cell is going to be fire. And my name is Chad Showtime Schultz, and I need to know better. Have a good night.
Cool. Final thoughts, Alina? Devin, Alina, Ryan.
Living room. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Bye, living room.
All right, so.
Oh, wow. Ryan is speaking for the room.
Bailey is a role model. NXT is great. And Tommaso Ciampa should stab you in the face. Wait, that's too much. Punch you in the face.
Oh, I forgot. Who's the juggalo now, Ryan?
Come on, stab people in the face.
I had to take it back. Take
whoop,
it back.
Whoop.
Like, too hot. Coming in too hot.
I done made him mad. Final thoughts, Forrest?
I came in as co-champ, and I'm prepared to leave as sole champ.
I like that. So that just leaves me, Trebuchet. My final thoughts are... AEW had better ratings than NXT, so NXT better be on watch. AEW is the better product on Wednesday nights. NXT is very overrated, and you can hear this from me every Thursday night because I will be breaking this down for you guys on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.
Damn.